Let's officially thank God for sharing. Okay, at this time, I would like to introduce our second speaker. It's Shmuel R. from Zifat, Israel.
Shalom, my name is Shmuel and I'm a recovering addict. And I'm here to share with everybody that we do recover. You know, and it's a blessing to be in a room full of miracles. And that's what I see when I see you all, because as it says in this literature, my nature was to be obsessed and compulsive with drugs, including alcohol, including sex, including being selfish, including being a lot of things that I thank God I'm no longer, you know. And since that was my nature, the change that is going against nature, and that's a miracle from my higher power, which I choose to call God, you know. And, you know, as the man said, I live in Israel. The proper pronunciation of my town is Sfat. And I couldn't be there if you all weren't there. I first went to Israel in 2001, became a dual citizen in 2003. And when I got there, one of the first things I did was look for you all. And there's NA there. And I knew, well, if there's NA here, it means I can be here. But I can't be where there's no meetings. I mean, no matter where I go spiritually, where I go to live, this is my family and I can't survive without you. You know, and to me, the uniqueness ended when I got here. Maybe my story is different from yours, or unique, but recovery is the steps. Is having a sponsor, it's going to meetings, being of service. That's our common bond, and we become a lot alike with that. And that's how we recover. You know, and I'm not used to this region. I was here once before the convention. It wasn't a very large convention. The main meeting was in a room not much bigger than this. I was 3 years clean, and it was called Staying Alive in 85, and it was a world convention in Washington, D.C. That's how much NA has grown. You know, when I got clean, all we had was a little white booklet for the first few months, because it was in my first year that the basic text came out. And I loved reading Recover. You know, I used to walk around with that booklet in my back pocket. You know, and I still love to, you know, We Do Recover. Because we do recover. If you want it, come and get it. You know, and when I got here, after a couple of meetings, I wanted it. You know, another thing I believe all of us are here on prayer, answered prayers. And I know my mom prayed for me to get here. You know, and it wasn't until the last few days I actually cried out to God and said, you know, I can't do this no more. You know, I did. You know, my drug of choice was cocaine. It went from shooting it. The shooting at the smoking freebase, and every time I tried to stop, I realized I drank too much because I would black out. I was afraid to do heroin because then I was a drug addict. You know, I once did heroin for 2 weeks and got strung out, woke up with a headache, and swore I'd never do it again, unless I mixed it in a speedball. You know. So, in my last 2 years, I started drinking a lot to keep the edge off. But when I came here, I was told alcohol is a drug, and total abstinence is necessary. Not only desired, but necessary. And when I took your advice, an amazing thing happened. I started to recover. But recovery is not just not using. You know, when I came here, my sponsor told me, you got to change. I said, okay, what have I got to change? Everything. And I took offense to that because I thought I was a good guy. You know, I thought I was a good guy who'd used too many drugs, you know. And after being around here a while, I realized everything had to change. You know, just because I didn't upfront steal from you. You know, and not do that. I didn't kill nobody. I didn't beat my girlfriend up. I didn't do muggings, but I did a lot of things that, those were yets, probably. You know, and, yeah, I was, it was about me. You know, if you didn't make money from me, for me, or I didn't buy from you, or you weren't somebody who I had sex with, or you weren't somebody famous or prestigious that made me look good to hang out with, I didn't want to know you. What for? You know, everybody was like a something. You know, and, you know, if I helped you, there was something selfish behind it. I may have been unaware of, I was unaware of all this, but when I started working the steps and sharing with the sponsor and writing things down, whew, I said, wow, I got to change. I no longer want to be that person. And in Narcotics Anonymous, which to me is a gift from God for the addict that suffers, we have 12 steps, which are a process. And this process will help you change from a self-centered, obsessive human being to somebody who can have love for another. We learn to be of service here. And then we learn to be of service to our community and to the world, because we learn how to feel, we learn how to love, we learn how to recover here. My, still today, I can't exactly tell you what is the will for my higher power for me, besides, you know, staying clean. You know, when I first did that third step, that's all I could say. You know, how can I say getting the girl was my God's will for me? Was that my will or God's will or the job? But then I learned his will for me was to live by spiritual principles, to come from a place of love, you know, compassion, understanding, service, courage, patience, gratitude, which I feel a lot of gratitude right now. I'm so grateful that, you know, what, 31 years and I don't know how many months clean. And when I got here, the light switch went on when I realized it was a miracle I was alive and in these rooms to begin with. You know, because too many friends of mine and lovers didn't make it here. They were dead before I got here. And I was here. You know, somebody who used to buy drugs from me brought me here. And I kind of went because, yeah, I was sick and tired. And the night before, I woke up on the floor of some woman's bed who I never saw before and don't know how I got there. And I said, well, wow, this is out of control. So I called this person who'd been trying to get me to go somewhere with him, who, instead of asking me where the drugs were, was giving me hugs and telling me I love you. And I was wondering, you know, what happened to him? But I called him and he did what I hope I always do. So he came right away and took me to a meeting. And after 7 days, I asked him, what time is he picking me up tomorrow? And he said, I'm not. You know where they are. If you want what we have, come and get it. And that's the second best thing he did for me. Because, you know, I'm one here who believes that you don't need anything but Narcotics Anonymous and God in your life. And, you know, rehabs are nice if you don't have a safe place to stay and to heal, or don't have the willingness yet to go to meetings every day, two meetings every day, go to a rehab. But if you do have a safe place to stay, to have a desire to get clean, this is where it happens. You know, and if you go to rehab and don't come here, you're not going to stay clean. You know, and I can say what I said because I never went to rehab. You know, I was so sick, people would bring me the cup of coffee because if I got up to get it, half of it was on the floor by the time I got to my seat. And that's if I had the courage to get up and get the coffee in front of people. So I was loved into recovery, you know. I don't ever want to forget that, you know. My greatest joy today is that I actually have something inside of me to give to another addict. You know, that when a newcomer talks to me, I can, you know, have something there for him. what's even harder is when somebody with time comes to me, that I still have something for them. You know, when I lose that, that's when I'm not right. And I do have slips. If I don't go to meetings, and I put my work or my fun, you know, as a priority, I start having emotional and spiritual and mental relapses. And I've had them. Some of them were historic, you know. You know, but I didn't use. I survived them, you know. You know, especially after 10 years when I thought, you know, I know something. I don't need to go to so many meetings. And I only went to meetings as big as this or bigger, you know. And when I shared, I didn't share any pain or any problems because I had to sound good for the newcomer. You know, and before I knew it, I was acting out in old behavior. And I paid a dear price for that. So, you know, I know there are no big shots in NA. I'm just an addict seeking recovery. And today, I need this program more than I needed it when I got here. I definitely want it more than when I got here. Because when I got here, I just wanted to get clean. I didn't want to become spiritual. I didn't want to live right, you know. And I didn't know the joy that can come with that. And today, you know, I want what I have. And I want more. And the only way I'm going to get more is to continue working the steps, continue working with newcomers and people with time who ask me to be their sponsor, and having a sponsor, and having friends like Todd, you know, meaning peers in recovery. Because I need to stay like what I call, plus I want to share, everything you're hearing from me is not, I've heard. You know, it's not that I'm repeating somebody, but I've been taught everything I'm sharing with you. I read it in our literature. You know, so like I said, in recovery we're not unique. You know, it's only when I was out there and I thought I was unique, but I wasn't. But I need my peers, I need you to keep me in check, to inspire me, to make me dig deep on my bad days. You know, to help me, you know, together we do recover. Yeah, I'll never forget that convention when I was here because, you know, I was living in Florida at the time. I got clean in Los Angeles, and at 90 days, I thought I'd give my parents a favor. I left home when I was 17, you know, I was 33. Decided to go visit them for Thanksgiving. Not paying attention that they sent me a one-way ticket. And I stayed in Florida for another 3 years. And in Broward County, I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's a pretty big county. And there's only one meeting a day in Broward County. And at that meeting, a normal meeting had 10, maybe 12 people, and the Saturday night meeting had like 30 people, and a Wednesday night meeting had like 30 people. If you wanted a different meeting, you had to drive to Miami or to, you know, Delray Beach to this clubhouse that's still there, or to Orlando. You know, when I had a state convention, there was 400 people. And the Florida region was the host state, and had four or five different regions. So when I came up here and saw, you know, somewhere between 500 and 1,000, I don't know how many people, because I was at a world convention, it was like, wow. You know, we do recover, you know, met people from New York, from here. Now I go to World Convention, I have friends from Japan, from Kuwait, from Turkey, from Czechoslovakia, Germany, you know, you meet them. We're a World Convention. You can go anywhere in the world just about and find Narcotics Anonymous. You know, and where I live right now, I moved, you know, to the north and the meetings are small. And I just tell them, you know, you keep the doors open, then you'll grow. It'll get big. Trust me, I've been through this before. You know. And, you know, this September 11th, they're celebrating 30 years of NA in Israel at our regional convention at the Dead Sea. and you're all invited. You know, and it's a week after the European Convention, which is in Athens, which is about an hour plane ride. So if you want a great vacation, go to Athens, the European Convention. Hop over to Israel and go to the Dead Sea. And you know, if I had money, all my vacations would be around conventions. Yeah, but it's great that we have that opportunity. Once upon a time, it says in this literature that in 1953, Jimmy Kay started a meeting. And I had a sponsor once who was sponsored by him. And then I had another sponsor who came to that meeting, and there was only five people in the meeting in the world. I know from them that it was Jimmy Kay, his AA sponsor, and a couple of other AA people, and maybe another addict. And they started it because addicts weren't staying clean in AA. They couldn't identify with the alcoholic. But back then, the addicts were all junkies, you know, because they were seeing differences, not recovery. And here, it's addiction, not the drug. And we see the similarities. And we do recover. And from that simple beginning, we've come to a world fellowship. That's telling you we do recover. You know, my sponsor Pepe told me when he first went to a meeting, there was only five people there, and that was the only meeting. He didn't stay clean. He had to experiment a little bit more and go to Leavenworth prison. And when he came out of that, and they had grown. Three meetings. And, you know, I was holding his hand when he left this world, and he had over 26 years clean. And there was NA in, all over the United States, Australia, Germany, England, Israel, a few other countries, and now it's everywhere. So, you know, if you be new, I want you to know that, you know, you can recover. And if you've been around for a while and are suffering, I want you to know you can recover, and that we do recover. You know, and there's no... I was into a convention, a world convention, because after that first world, it was like, wow, anytime I can, I'm going to the world, you know. And I can't say I've been to every world, but I want to go to every world, you know. Sometimes you just don't have the money, you know, or you can't get off from work. But I went to a convention once who said that the magic is real. I know because I collect mugs from conventions I go to. It reminds me where I've been. But I collect t-shirts. And yeah, the magic here is real. It's not hocus pocus. You know, and sometimes I don't see my own recovery. You know, that second step where we came to believe that a power greater than us could restore us to sanity. Sometimes I just see my own problems. But when I come to meetings and I see that somebody who I saw come in with tracks in their arms and sweating, nervous, and now they're collecting a 2-year medallion, and they're shining and they're happy, I go, wow, this program works. So I only get that miracle by showing up, by being a part of and seeing you grow. You know, if I stay alone, I stop seeing any growth. I stay alone, I end up in dark rooms, and that darkness inside of me starts growing. So I need the light and the love of being with you all. You know, that's why NA, if you look at NA, in front of every step it says we. It doesn't just say we do recover, it says, you know, we in every step. And that we is you and I, and for me that we is also me and God. You know, together we work the steps. You know, and in that second step I learned that and admitted that, you know, I'm an addict. When they first told me you're an addict, my reaction was, so what, Sherlock? So fucking what? I know that. I don't need you to tell me that. But when I read, you know, the power greater than yourself and restore you to sanity. It was like, And I believe that, you know, I have God in my life today. But I also have a dear friend who's got, she must have about 27 years now. I haven't seen her in years. She lives, you know, out west. She's an atheist. And I don't know anybody that works a better program than this person. I don't know anybody who lives by the spiritual principles better than this person. For her, God is good, orderly direction. Being part of this fellowship and living my spiritual principles. And that makes it all real to me. You know, whether you believe in God or don't, that's what it comes down to. Being real, being of service, reaching out, being a part of, and living by principles. I used to live by the principle, what I want, I'm going to get, no matter what, you know. And, you know, I've learned to give. If I'm a little slow here, I still got jet lag. I flew in last night, you know. And I was like, when Todd told me, you know, if I'm willing to share at this meeting, but I have the strength to share here, when he asked me a month ago, because I had to come to the U.S. anyway. And it's not a matter of whether I'm going to have the strength or not. I'm going to have to find that strength, because the day I say no to a request from Narcotics Anonymous is the day I'm in trouble. You know, sharing is not only a privilege, but it's a way to be of service, another way to be able to give. And you've given me an opportunity to kind of reach back inside and say, well, what do you believe? You know, what does We Do Recover mean to you? You know, and to try and find a way to share that. So I want to thank you for letting me share. And I'm looking forward to hearing you all. I'm glad I spoke at the beginning of the convention, because now I can just sit back and hear some local recovery. God bless you. Thank you.